Before I get started with this episode, I have a theory that I've been mulling over for a little while. My theory is that this thing isn't meant to really be hidden. They are hiding this in plain sight because that's where they want to be. This thing, this podcast, this story, I mean, it's taken me 2 weeks of research and like 20 pages of notes to find because that's the point. They don't care if you know because maybe they can stop you before you get it out there. And that thought really scares me. I'm going to tell you a story. I know, I do that a lot, and I do have actual other people talking on this episode, but this one is important, I feel. In 1971, there was a terrible storm off the coast of Maine, the mother of all storms. Now, I've only been to Maine once, but when you look at that coastline, it's easy to see how wind and ships don't mix well. There are thousands of little islands that dot the coast, some little more than just little rocks sticking out of the sea, waiting to tear any unassuming ship to pieces. Now, as I said, this storm was devastating. Dozens of ships destroyed, many lives lost forever. I'd like to read an excerpt from a book by one of my favorite authors, Howard West. The book is Sea of Dangers, and if you love conspiracy theories, it is a must read. This is the prologue. The high waves rocked the USS Somerset back and forth, and the thunder crashed again. The captain rushed on board, giving a shout to all of the men. Those who could hear him rushed below deck, struggling against the wind and the spray of the ocean. Those left on board saw the cause of the captain's distress. An enormous wave, more than 20 feet tall, was bearing down on the ship. The Somerset was pulled slower and slower into the gaping jaw of the wave, and all on board said a prayer. But Sam Higgins, a young sailor, stared at the approaching waves, his hands clasped tightly around a rope. He saw the men around him praying, the storm that all but assured their destruction, and then, over the roar of man and nature alike, he saw it. Deep within the wave, glowing faintly but surely, was an enormous eye. It stared into Higgins, holding his gaze as the wave came closer and closer. Rather than be afraid, though, Sam Higgins gazed straight back, and just as the wave was about to break on the Somerset, he began to laugh. The rest of the book is fantastic. It talks about this ship, the USS Somerset, and a theory that the ship was being used by the United States government to transfer something. Many people argue that it was a prototype nuclear device that was being given to the Canadians. However, I want to draw your attention to one other book, Sam Higgins' own book, The Somerset. Private Sam Higgins was the only survivor of the Somerset's wreck off the coast of Maine when he was only 22 years old. He was, by all accounts, more than a little damaged by the wreck. He died at only 31 years old. In his book, however, which was written shortly before his death and self-published, Higgins claims that everyone had it wrong. He said that the cargo of the Somerset wasn't anything big. In fact, it could be easily overlooked. An amateur photographer, Higgins managed to snap a photo of the object, which he included in his book. It's blurry, but not that difficult to make out, and it is a candelabra. A simple, yet very rusted, candelabra. Why, according to Higgins, is the United States military transporting an old, but lovely, decorating piece? The only clue comes again from Higgins' book. He says he didn't know a lot about their destination. He does know that it was being transported to a small town in Maine. I know a lot of people have been waiting for it, so without further ado, here is my interview with Dr. William Burke, which I hope will clear up a lot of questions you have now.
Sam, great to meet you.
Great to meet you, too. Thank you for being able to squeeze me in.
Of course. I only have about 10 minutes.
That's fine. I completely understand.
So you wanted to discuss the OAC?
Yes. Well, I just wanted to know what you think about...
I've heard the podcast.
Oh, you have?
Yes, and your theory is solid, given the information you have. It just doesn't make a lot of sense.
So you don't see a connection between the Nazi shadow script and the government release documents?
As I said over the phone, there are so many reasons behind documents like that.
Okay. Have you ever heard of Sam Higgins?
I believe I've skimmed his manifesto, yes.
And what do you think of his evidence?
I think it's the ravings of a very traumatized but very insane young man who puts together patterns that simply don't make any sense. Did you know that he was institutionalized shortly before he wrote his book?
No.
He was. A place called... I'm not sure you could possibly find it online. But shortly after getting out, he wrote his book. After a month after publishing only a few thousand copies, he tragically committed suicide.
You seem to know an awfully lot about him for only skimming his novel.
It's my job to know a lot about everything. Is there anything else?
Do you know anything about our link letter?
I'm sorry, I really have to go.
But...
goodbye.
So there you have it. This trail is quickly growing colder and colder, even when I seem to learn more and more. It's like there's a point where I either have to give up because all of the evidence is pointing to the contrary, you know, like a good reporter, or I keep going in the face of every piece of evidence. I go off on a hunch. No, I mean, not even a hunch, like a feeling, a drive in my gut that I know this is real. It's not in my head. The truth is out there. I just have to look a little harder. It's 4 a.m. This is the 6th night I've woken up and not been able to remember anything from the previous day. I have a note here that says I have to record in the morning. I have this feeling that something has snuck up on me, slowly at first, but now it's like full sprint. I know there's something I'm forgetting, and it feels like every time I get closer to it, you know, it goes wrong or I forget. I'm losing control of this story. And I don't know what I'm going to do when something actually goes wrong.